We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
John, I'm gonna start that over, please.
What was that?
With you. We didn't need no introduction or nada. Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam. Happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody.
I think today is the start of Amazon Prime Day. I just thought I'd let you know.
What the hell is Amazon Prime Day? I'm sure my daughter knows because as much as she orders from Amazon Prime and my son.
It's today and tomorrow. It happens every year. They have all these special sales and deals on Prime.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure my daughter knows. Like, my kids order the hell out of Amazon Prime. Like, they order the, I ain't gonna say the dumbest things, but they order everything. Like, yesterday a package came. It was in my name. I put it on the side. My son goes, oh, that's mine. I'm like, I didn't order anything. He's like, yeah, I did. I ordered socks. I was like, it's in my name. He said, look. And it was a pair of socks. But they order everything on Amazon Prime.
I used to order a lot of stuff to your house.
Yeah, you did. You stopped. You slowed down. That must tell me that you're not out and about anymore like that.
Well, I don't see you in the studio every day.
That's probably it, yeah. How am I going to
get my stuff?
Because I think the mailman thought you lived there. He was like, yeah. He was like, you want to sign this for ye? I'm like, she doesn't live here.
I live in the basement.
You live in the basement. Why not? What's going on? What you do yesterday? Anything?
Let's see. What did I do yesterday? Yesterday I did lip service. So today we have an episode coming out with Queen Naja. So that should be pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do yesterday? Oh, you know, so I have been doing strength training because, you know, I've never really had any muscle. I'll go running, but I never do a real workout. So I have a trainer. So I've been doing, so I had a training session yesterday.
Okay.
That's about it.
Queen Naja hit me and wanted me to DJ her, I think her birthday party. She was having a birthday party and wanted me to DJ. But I don't really know her, so she hit me on DM, and I don't really check my DM, so I think I hit it back too late. And she was like, oh, no, we got somebody, so, you know, whatever. But I would have loved to do it. I think I would have had fun.
You dissed her.
No, I didn't diss her. I don't check my DMs like that. Usually my assistant checks
my DMs.
Happy
birthday to Queen Naja.
We didn't see it. Yeah, happy birthday to Queen Naja. I'd love to do it. You know, I haven't really been DJing. Like, it's... Of course, everything that's going on with COVID, coronavirus, I don't really DJ. I haven't really traveled. I think I traveled one time since...
You went to Atlanta.
Yeah, I went to Atlanta, did that one party in Atlanta. And that's it. I really haven't been out and about. I do these things for 50, shout out to 50. But other than that, I haven't, like, and I miss it. Like, I look online and I see the clubs packed and I see the crowd moving. Like, I really miss it, especially this is homecoming season. We're doing something special for homecoming, but I really miss going out and DJing and working and seeing people laugh, seeing people smile and dance and having a good time. Like, I miss interacting with people. Like, I really do, you know?
Well, they saying the numbers are going back up. So, you know, let's be careful.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, Charlamagne will be joining us in a little bit. I think he had a flight, and I think his flight lands. And I think his flight should be landed right now, so he'll be joining us in a second. But we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Donald Trump. He had a campaign rally in Florida yesterday, and he did a 20-minute speech where he offered to kiss everybody. We'll tell you about it.
I heard he wanted to kiss men. I heard he wanted to kiss beautiful women. I heard he wanted to just kiss just everybody, including you, Yee.
I wasn't there.
No. All right. Well, we'll get to it next. Maybe that's what Charlamagne was. That's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, New Orleans Saints beat the Chargers 30-27. And then Tuesday night, football. I don't think I've ever seen football. But tonight is a rescheduled game. The Buffalo Bills take on the Tennessee Titans. And we got to send a rest in peace to Hall of Fame second baseman Joe Morgan. Now, he played for the Cincinnati Reds. He passed away at 77 years old. Now, Morgan is a two-time National League Most Valuable Player and a 10-time All-Star and won 5 Gold Gloves, Golden Gloves. So congratulations to him.
Rest in peace.
And, you know, shout out to his family and all that. But great, great, great baseball player. Now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, Donald Trump was at a rally, and it was in Florida, and he said that he is immune from coronavirus. Listen to this.
One thing with me, the nice part, I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
I don't want to kiss from Donald Trump.
I didn't like that. Why do the women have to be beautiful for him to give them a kiss? Why not the beautiful guys and the beautiful women? Or why not just the guys and all the women?
I mean, don't knock that guy. Maybe that's what he's into. Maybe he likes, you know, ugly and beautiful men, and he just likes beautiful women. I mean, he just wants to kiss everybody. He wants to kiss you. Oh, my goodness. He's crazy.
He also said that they're going to take whatever the hell they gave me and distribute it around to hospitals. Everyone is going to have the damn thing. He's the only person that's ever gotten that cocktail of antibodies that he got. Now, his press secretary also posted an update from his physician releasing the information about him testing negative and the test that he got. But according to another expert, he said, sorry, but FDA guidance for Binex, now that's the test he got, even says negative results do not rule out COVID infection and should not be used as the sole basis for treatment or patient management decisions, including infection control decisions. No point, sorry. So I guess that means nothing. And also, not to mention, just yesterday, they talked about a man in the United States, in Nevada, who was the first person to contract coronavirus twice that they have on record. So they confirmed that he did get reinfected with coronavirus. And that was within less than 2 months. Wow. According to a case study. So they gave him 2 different genetic strains of COVID-19 in less than 2 months. And they said the second infection was symptomatically more severe than the first. And they've been saying there's been reinfection cases in other countries as well. They said also in Hong Kong, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Ecuador, they do have coronavirus reinfection studies cases on record. So now we have ours as well.
Wow. I mean, don't listen to the president. I mean, I know it's hard to say because he is the president, but he will get you coronavirus. I mean.
Also, he don't be knowing. He's like,
I don't know. He just makes up stuff.
Maybe 4 months, they say. Some people think this. Some people, you can't just say random things.
No, the craziest thing when you weren't here, when he said, I just have a little Rona. He said, I just have a little bit in my system. Just a little bit. They said just a little bit. Like, who has just a little bit? What are you talking about, Mr. President?
Right. You don't want people. And they, so in other words, if you have had coronavirus, don't think that you're immune and you can't ever get it again. You should still take the same precautions of wearing a mask out in public, because as you can see, it is possible to get reinfected. All right. That is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass up. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
You, what's up, Envy?
Hey, Trev, I haven't heard from you in a
Trev,
while.
Trev, hey, boo.
Easy, welcome back, babe. How are you?
Hi, Trev, how are you?
I'm doing good. How was your vacation?
It was good. It was relaxing. I didn't really do much. I had a villa. All we did was stay in the villa and go to the beach.
Well, I'm glad you're back because, you know, you be leaving us with these two h**s when you be gone.
Oh. You can't say Trev, that, Trev.
I don't know that. Come on, Trev.
That offends people.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was offensive.
You didn't know that was offensive, Trev?
What a
f- Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Trav.
Not to be. Where's Charlamagne at?
I don't know. Trump said he's kissing people, so maybe he's with Trump. We don't know.
Okay. Can I say something real quick about Bill Burr?
Of course.
Like, so y'all know he was on Saturday Night Live, and I just hate when people be like, oh, the LGBT community is canceling. Like, don't say the LGBT community. Like, say the white game. Because the black
okay.
I thought it was hilarious with his monologue.
I'm with you.
Like, they want people to be mad so bad, Joe. When I love, like, comedians. Dave Chappelle, like, you tell a gay joke and it's funny. It's funny. Like, as long as it's not offensive.
Well, that's what, you know what's funny, Chap? I was saying that yesterday. Now, we were talking about how they said it was offensive. White women were offended by some of what he said. And I said, look, if you say a joke as a comedian and it's funny and it makes sense, you can get away with a lot. The problem is when you say something and it doesn't make sense and it's not funny.
Exactly. If it's not funny, it's just mean.
Okay, good.
All right, so.
Hello, who's this?
This is Johnny B from the Bronx. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Johnny B? Get it off your chest.
How was your man Trump telling people he was willing to jump in the crowd and kiss him and he just had corona? That's crazy.
And it's right. And then he got people in the crowd cheering for that. Like, that's a good thing. What is wrong with people?
Yeah, like, they want to kiss him. I don't know. This is a crazy nation we living in, man. I hope everybody gets up and vote in a direction to get this man out of office.
I'm with you.
Right, and coronavirus or not, who wants to get kissed by Donald Trump?
Yeah, nobody. I hope everybody has a blessed day. Again, shout out to the Bronx, and thank you for having me on the air, you guys.
All right, you be safe, brother.
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Javonte Davis.
It's about time. What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Javonte Davis is talking about fighting. He wants to do a live fight again. And he said he's only speaking for himself as a fighter. Listen to what he has to say.
I'm okay with getting sick to please the fans. If I got sick and I found out that night, I'd be okay with just knowing that I put on a great show. I did it in front of the fans. I did it for a cause, you know. So
yeah,
if I got to take that hit, then, you know, I'll quarantine by myself.
I mean, I understand he wants to fight. I understand he wants to get things back to normal, but he has to know that it's not safe. I mean, unless they can, you know, properly socially distance and maybe everybody sits 6 feet away, but it's going to be very difficult. It can happen, I guess, if they do 25% of the arena, but you don't want people.
Well, he is fighting on Halloween, by the way.
Yeah, so but they're not going to allow people in the arena, right?
It's going to be a live crowd.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking, right?
Yeah, I mean,
but I've seen people all kinds of places, so I'm not sure what they're doing there, if they're gonna, you know, socially distance or how it's gonna go down. But he's doing a fight, and he doesn't mind if he gets coronavirus or gets sick, as long as his fans have a good show.
And I'm not gonna lie, like, I see people going to these football games, and it's only about 20-25%, and people are spread out, they're spread apart. I'm like, I kind of want to go, but my
that's also ass outdoors. Too mostly, right? And a lot bigger.
Yeah, outdoors.
Yeah, so I don't know. And look, for Javante, it's not even just about you getting sick, though, because people who come to your fight could get sick.
Correct.
So, yeah. All right, now let's talk about T-Boz. She was doing an interview with Hollywood Unlocked, and she talked about feeling like the industry turned their backs on TLC after Left Eye passed. Here's what she had to say.
Honestly, when Lisa died, the whole industry turned on us. Everybody, L.A. Reid, I'll call them all out. I don't care. L.A., everybody. Then the artists. I remember the one who said, yeah, it was VH1 Super Bowl Blitz. That concert was the most stressful, hectic concert. Nelly was supposed to open. He's on a plane. As soon as he landed, we have a police escort. He's like, I got to get my hair cut. Drake, he pulled out. We had just did his OVO fest. He was like, I don't know. I'm working on my performance. T.I., everybody.
I mean, that sounded
now,
crazy.
Now, that's stressful. Imagine you have a concert, and then Nelly and Drake, who are supposed to co-perform with you, pull out of the concert.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Especially if they just did the OVO festival a couple of days before, and you expected him to come. And I'm surprised Nelly pulled out because he didn't get a haircut, she said. That doesn't sound like Nelly.
I mean, I'm sure at some point Nelly's going to tell his side of the story to say what happened. But that's an awful feeling. Like, you feel like people ain't got your backs. They don't know what's going to happen. And you just lost one of the members of your group. And you're trying to keep it together.
Yeah, it's a horrible feeling. Yeah, I would love to hear from Nelly. She said Nelly, T.I., and Drake. I mean, Drake, it just all seems weird to me. Like I said, because Drake just had him at the OVO Festival. Nelly is that type of dude. Nelly's a stand-up dude, so I can't see Nelly saying, I ain't get a haircut, so I ain't going. That just sounds crazy.
Right, he saved your life.
He did.
Yeah, so I can't see that happening. Mm-hmm. All right, now Louis Vuitton has unveiled their NBA capsule collection that Virgil actually did under the artistic direction of Virgil. Did you have a chance to see it?
Yeah, I did see some of it.
What did you think of the Louis Vuitton NBA collection?
It was okay. Some of the stuff that Louis Vuitton doing is a little extra and a little over the top. And very expensive.
I ain't gonna lie. There's this blue jacket that looks kind of amazing. I like it.
Okay.
If you have a chance, like a leather jacket. I'm not going to get anything. I'm not spending no money. I'm just saying it looks nice. That's all. I don't know how much it costs.
Yeah, now the bag is dope. If you're a basketball player, you could carry your bag in a Louis Vuitton bag. But the problem is you're not going to take that bag to the park, you know? But yeah, the Louis Vuitton jacket is dope. Some of the stuff that they have is dope.
They have a whole box that holds a trophy. Why would you need that unless you were a ball player, I guess?
Yeah, this is for the ball players. That's something that LeBron will
not
buy
for us.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, you know, people like that.
All right, now Logic has bought something for $250,000, and he bought a Pokemon card. I don't know anything about these cards, but apparently he spent over $200,000 on a very rare Pokemon card, which, by the way, one of our producers, Dan, said he actually owns that card as well from back in 1999 or something.
Is it in good condition, Dan? I'll give you $1 for it right now.
No, it's definitely not in the condition Logic paid for it.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Is it? So what could you get for yours?
Honestly, I have no idea. I got to talk to Gary V.
Well, give it to me and let me figure it out.
Nope. I got it. Yeah.
Well, Logic said on Instagram, when I was a kid, I absolutely loved Pokemon, but couldn't afford the cards. I remember even trying to trade food stamps for theirs. And now as an adult who has saved every penny he has made being able to enjoy something that I've loved since childhood, now as a grown man, it's like buying back a piece of something I could never have. It's not about the material. It's about the experience.
I get it. I understand. That's the reason why I think I love cars the way I love cars. Because as a kid, I couldn't afford it, and I always wanted certain cars. I would always see the drug dealers driving the dope cars. And when I got a little older and I was able to afford it, I bought it. My wife hates it, though.
But, and I said a Pokemon card, not car.
I know. I'm just telling you how I feel about how he feels about his card. I feel about my cars. That's why I buy them old 88 BMWs and 91. Because, you know, when I was a child, I couldn't afford it.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Yes, and since we were talking about this already this morning, let's talk about the first day of confirmation hearings for Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. We'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death in a matter of minutes. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child is unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. You may be the only thing between the child's life and death.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the New Orleans Saints beat the Chargers last night, 30-27. Now, in Tuesday Night Football! I don't think I've ever
said
that.
Never thought you'd be saying that, right?
Nah, but it's pretty cool to watch football on Tuesday. The Buffalo Bills play the Tennessee Titans at 7. This is a rescheduled game. Now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Johnson & Johnson has paused their COVID-19 vaccine trial after an unexplained illness. They said one of the volunteers was ill, and that is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data safety monitoring board. So they said that these things do happen, and even those that are serious are all an expected part of any clinical study, especially large studies. We don't know what that illness is. They said they do respect people's privacy, but based on the commitment to safety, all clinical studies conducted by Johnson & Johnson have pre-specified guidelines.
Yeah, that's a little scary because, I mean, the way they made it seem was like the vaccine is right around the corner. But if they have to stall or pause, that's very scary.
You know, I guess in clinical trials, what they're saying is that serious adverse events are not uncommon. So there's a large number of people. They said it's the biggest trial of the vaccine that they know of. It's about 60,000 people. And within that trial, you would expect a few pauses. And just to be clear, they said there's a distinction between a study pause and a regulatory pause, a regulatory hold. So mm-hmm. A study pause means that they're pausing, but a regulatory hold means that it's required by a regulatory health authority. So this is just a study pause.
Okay.
I would think, though, yes, 60,000 people that are being tested with this new trial, that something's going to happen to somebody.
Yeah, but it's very scary because, I mean, obviously we need the vaccine. I mean, the way that they're shutting mm-hmm. movie theaters down and restaurants and regular people still can't go to work. And that's outside of the big businesses like your Air Deltas and your American Airlines and all that stuff. Like, people have to work. So we need to figure this out because we can't shut the country down. Again, people can't afford it. I can't afford it. Nobody
can.
Yeah,
but you also can't get people the damn vaccine if you don't know what the effects are.
That is true.
All right, now let's talk about the Senate hearing that happened yesterday, the first day of confirmation hearings for Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. There were a lot of speeches. I was watching what Kamala Harris had to say. And, you know, listen, at the end of the day, and this is what they said from the very beginning, Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham acknowledged the fact that it's not about persuading each other unless something really dramatic happens. All Republicans vote yes, and all Democrats will vote no. So that is what the feeling is. They said nobody's mind on the committee is going to be changed by what transpires in the Senate hearing room. What the Democrats were focused on was the Affordable Care Act and that potentially being taken away. And the Republicans were focused on religion because she's Catholic.
Right.
So, you know, this does affect everybody, though, because mm-hmm. this is a lifetime appointment. Right. Just to be clear. And what Kamala Harris was pointing out was what a lot of people would want. This is what the Democrats want, is they want to wait to see who wins the election before they fill that seat, because the election is just a couple of weeks away.
And I think that's what they should do, too. I mean, yeah, because, mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, election is what, less than how many days away?
It's November 3rd. So however many, 21 days, I don't know how many days that is.
Yeah, 20 days, like that. So yeah, I think the next president should, I think they should wait to the election. I mean, it's only 16 or 20 days, whatever it is. But I think they should wait. Like Kamala Harris said, like Honest Abe did. I think we should absolutely positively wait.
Mm-hmm. But you know, of course, the Republicans are trying to make sure that they get another representative in there. So it's all political. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What we were talking about behind the scenes, G?
Oh, man. Now, I was talking about Ryan Henry, since we're going to get right into it. And there's a lot of stuff going on with him. And I guess someone who is his best friend that they've known since childhood, he's actually his best friend's, he's the godfather to his son and everything. Mm-hmm. And according to, let me pull up this story. According to his best friend, I guess probably former best friend right now, he's saying that Ryan Henry slept with his baby mama.
Right.
And he's not happy. He said, I've been debating over a week about sharing this. Everyone says don't run to social media. We run to social media for our joys but hide our lows. Well, I'm at my lowest point I've ever been in my life. I found out last week via my son's mother text that her and Ryan, my best friend and father to my godson, has been effing each other over a year and a half. It took so much of a toll. I ended up overdosing last week. Do I want to kill myself? No. The overwhelming pain and me being distraught led me down a path I had never faced. So we'll tell you how Ryan responded, but we want to get your thoughts because a lot of us have been, I guess, stabbed in the back by one of our really good friends. Those are the people that can hurt you the most, your best friends.
Absolutely. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. So Ryan Henry is from Black Ink Crew Chicago, if you don't know where he's from. Mm-hmm. He slept with his best friend's
We don't know his side of the story yet, but we're going to get to that when we come back, at least.
All right.
Before.
Mm-hmm. So 800-585-1051. We'll say allegedly. I mean, I guess it's two sides. Could you sleep with your best friend's baby mother? Would you? You know, maybe y'all fell in love. Could you have that type of relationship?
It happens all the time.
That's the question. 800, does it happen all the time? What kind of circle are you guys in if that happens all the time?
No,
my best friend knocking off my baby mother?
That's crazy.
But let's talk about it.
800, those are the people that be closest to you.
585-1051. And shout out to Ryan Henry. I know he listens to the show. So if you're up, Ryan, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, too. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Black Ink Crew Chicago. One of the stars of the show, Ryan Henry, friend to the room. Now, what's going on with Ryan Henry?
Well, his best friend is sharing on social media, and he's saying that Ryan Henry allegedly slept with his baby mom while he was battling cancer, by the way. And he said he found this out via text. He even shared the text messages. And he even went and told Rachel, who was Ryan Henry's ex, who also he has a child with. So he told her about the incident as well. And so I guess now Ryan was threatening him. I don't know. But here's what Ryan Henry had to say.
He said he's making himself look worse. Worse to what? But y'all don't like me anyway. Y'all don't even know what's real behind that story. I'm not going to say anything. There's definitely a lot of people that want to say a lot of I take mama just on the chin. But I ain't going to say nothing.
All right. So he really didn't say anything. But let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What's the foulest thing a friend has done to you? Now, you want to start with you, Yee? What's the foulest thing a friend has done to you?
You know what? It's crazy because at the time it wasn't that big a deal, but I definitely did have a friend sleep with a guy that I was dating behind my back.
Really?
And actually, the guy told me about it. That's how I found out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
He actually told me that when it happened, he told her, you know, I'm going to tell Angela about this. And she didn't believe him.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. Who was, do you still speak to that friend?
Actually, yeah, I do. Because I was a lot younger back then, and he wasn't like my man or nothing like that, but it did make me realize that that's not somebody I could trust. I've known her since I was young, so.
Yeah, I had I think the worst thing a friend has done to me is probably steal some money. I think that was, you know, the thing, you know,
that's
when somebody.
That's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, you know, when somebody books you for a show, let's say they book you for a show, and let's say they book you for, let's say, $5,000, and they tell you, yo, we only made $2,000 tonight, and they pocket $3,000, so they actually made more than you. I had that happen to me.
I've definitely had people do that to me too. Somebody who I thought I was friends with as well has told me this is the price they had and then kept some of it and didn't tell me. And then I ended up finding out when I spoke to the promoter.
Yeah, that's happened to me before. So that's why I keep my circles very, very small. And I only allow
certain
people to book
me. It's hard
to
have good friends that you could trust, isn't it?
Yeah, very difficult. Well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What's the foulest thing a friend has done to you? Hello, who's this?
This is Brianna from Myrtle Beach.
Now, Brianna, what's the foulest thing a friend has done to you?
Well, me and my girlfriend been dating for 2 years, and turned to find out she was dating my girlfriend behind my back for a year and a half.
Woo!
And I didn't find out until she was wearing my clothes.
Mm. Oh, my God. The ultimate disrespect. So who are you more mad at?
I am more mad at my friend because I could find it in my friend, you know, all the things that I was going through with my ex at the time. Then she turned around to sleep with her. I was like, what? Like, and then
that's
y'all
crazy.
Y'all went behind her back and dated for a year.
She wearing your panties. She got a little herpes or a little Rona, and then she could just pass that on to you.
Gosh.
Or maybe a little bit of crabs.
Do you still talk to her at all?
No, my best friend tries to call me now, and this happened like 2016. She tries to call me now, but it's like, nah, you crossed me once. I can't do it again.
Nah, that's their character. You definitely can't do that again. All right. Well, thank you, mama. Right. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Christina.
Hey, Christina, we're asking, what's the foulest thing a friend has done to you?
The foulest thing a friend has done to me is, to be honest, is try to get me to sleep with her man so she could break up with her man. And she was trying to be real slick.
What?
What kind of friendship is going on with
that
you?
That is
the
most ridiculous. Why didn't she just break up with him? What the hell?
And how did she ask you? How did
she
ask you?
So what happened? We were, you know, partying, drinking, this and that. And so I said, I'm tired. I'm about to go lay down. So I lay down in a room. And then she told her boyfriend to lay down. Go ahead. It's fine. Just lay down with her. She's okay. She's cool.
And oh, hell no.
Yes. I was so mad. And
then
I wake up and he over here. Oh, yeah. I don't talk to her no more.
Oh.
But we almost threw hands that night because I was like, this is ridiculous. She was like, oh, well, I was going to tell you. No.
So you woke up and he's over there naked milking his cow. And you looking like, what the hell's going on?
She didn't say all that.
Naked, but he's, you know, he was starting to take off his clothes, trying to touch me, trying to low-key cuddle with me, all this other stuff. I was like, oh, hell no.
Mm-mm-mm. Right, don't try to give me your old trash who I'm not even attracted to. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
Put me in the middle of no mess.
Not cute either, and he was kind of stinky. That's why I was like, I'm just going to bed.
There it goes. So if he wasn't cute, if he was cute and he wasn't stinky, you might have thought about it.
That's a lot of ifs, sir.
No. That's a lot of ifs, sir. No, it doesn't matter. I don't care if he was Chris Brown. I would have kept it moving.
Okay.
Okay.
Shout out to Chris Brown. All right. Thank you, Mama.
And some people also respect girl code. I'm not sleeping with my friend's man, like, period. My friend's ex, somebody who my friend dated. I'm not doing none of that.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the foulest thing a friend has done to you? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when that I'm in.
They can only deal with that. Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, what's the foulest thing a friend has done to you? Now, from Black Ink Crew Chicago, Ryan Henry allegedly slept with his best friend's girl while he was fighting cancer. This is all alleged. So we're asking, right, what's the foulest thing somebody's done to you? I told you, I think somebody stole some money from me. I know for Gia, somebody stole one of her handbags.
Wow, somebody stole a handbag? That's
definitely
crazy.
Stole a handbag right out the crib. And it was crazy because I think the handbag, the person asked to borrow. So that was the only bag missing. So I know that was a little awkward and strange. But we're asking, what's the craziest thing? Now, Yee, you said somebody slept with one of your exes, right?
Yeah, he wasn't really my boyfriend, but he was somebody I was dating at the time. And she slept with him. And he actually told her, I'm going to tell Angela. And she didn't believe it. And he really did tell me. And that was that. And then, yeah, I've had people that, you know, have taken money from me also. But in a way, not like they stole actual cash, but just basically booked me for something, like you said, somebody I'm friends with. And my whole thing is, if you're my friend, I'll break you off. If you like, I have this, you know, for you. Can you hit me off with this amount? I'll do that. No problem. I just don't like when people do it and don't even ask you. And they tell you, here's what they have. This is the budget. And then that's really not the budget. And then you find out they kept half the money.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man? Anonymous.
Now, what's the worst thing a friend has done to you, bro?
Man, I was in a relationship. And I had, at one time, it was a mess on my man part. Well, actually, the testicle part.
It was a what?
It was a what?
It was a cyst. Yeah, it was a cyst.
You had a cyst on your penis. All right.
Oh. Okay.
No, not on my penis. On my.
Okay. On your testicles. All right. Go ahead.
Are you sure it was a cyst? Okay.
You know, Charlamagne's not here, but continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was on my testicle, and
okay.
You know, black men, we don't go get stuff checked out. So I was in.
If I got a cyst on my. Bro, I'm going to the doctor immediately.
He's just hoping it goes away.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the doctor.
Right,
go ahead.
That's you.
He's going to put a little witch hazel on it.
Right, that's you. Right. But everybody, you know, they don't think like that. They just be scared. So,
pray it away.
I didn't do anything about it. So I was afraid and I wasn't having sex with the girl I was with or whatever. So she was cheating on me with my friend. And wow. I do intuitive reading. So I knew. So I brought it, you know, to her attention, and she was telling me, like, you know, it was because of what I was going through, and they had their needs, too.
So where did the cyst come? What is the cyst come into play now? What is the thing on your
Did you finally go to the doctor? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm more concerned about.
It's painful. It's painful. Yeah, it's very painful.
So what'd they do? They removed it?
Yeah, they removed it.
So you got it from her?
I was at the age I didn't want to get it removed because it actually, it lessens the chances of having children.
Oh, wow. That's
so did you get it from her?
It's not herpes.
And
it's a cyst.
That happened.
It's a cyst. Why did you mention
that? You
don't
that? Get that's a cyst from like someone.
Like, he made it seem like he got it from her.
No, he was embarrassed about it, so he didn't want to have sex because he didn't know what it was.
Oh, so she was knocking off your friend because you didn't want to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it was painful, too. It was painful as well.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary. I would have went to the... Listen, now that's something you need to go... Everybody listening, if you have a painful cyst on your testicle, please go to the doctor.
Yeah, it could be cancer. It could be a host of things. Yeah, go get that checked out.
Yeah, that was the thing I was afraid of. I was thinking it was cancer, but I was afraid. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bro, do you know if it would have been cancer, you know, if they caught it early, they could have probably, you know, made sure it was good. But if you just let it sit there, it could have got worse and worse and worse, bro.
Man, I'm black. We We don't think about that.
That means
don't
black.
Say that.
You
that's cancer. Not true. Listen, listen. We have to change that narrative, okay? Black men do go to the doctor. Black people do go to the doctor. And I'm encouraging anybody, if there's an issue, go to the doctor and fix it. Aren't you? Don't you feel amazing now?
Oh, of course, yeah, I do. I mean, because it's behind me. But you know, at the time, you're not thinking about that. You know, you could say that because you wasn't going through it. However, when you're going through it, your mind is playing games on you. You're thinking you're gonna die. You're thinking, you know.
Bro, go to the doctor immediately. Matter of fact, put your hand in your pants right now and check to make sure you don't have any other, boy. I just checked mine to make sure I'm good.
Matter of fact, I just went yesterday, so I'm good now.
All right.
There you go.
You know, it was before then. But, yeah, that's what happened. Right. And, you know, that's what I feel like is going on now because his friend actually has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's friend has cancer. And
yeah,
I think that's
exactly
what's going on with him now.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. Okay.
I love how we got away from the fact that the story was about his girl cheating on him.
Yeah, I don't know.
All we cared about was his...
The cancer. Jeez. Yes. All right. Is there a moral to the story?
Go to the doctor.
Yeah, get yourself checked out.
That's the moral, man. If something's wrong, please go see a doctor. Take care of it.
All right. Now Charlamagne, we thought was coming in. We don't know where Charlamagne is, but... A donkey of the day is coming up. If you want to give anybody donkey, could be your mama, could be your baby mama, could be, it doesn't even matter who it is. If you want to give somebody donkey that you don't like, phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Megan Thee Stallion, and she actually did an article for the New York Times. It's kind of her own, in her own words, and we'll tell you what she had to say.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Megan Thee Stallion.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Megan Thee Stallion wrote a piece for the New York Times, and I thought it was amazing. It's called Why I Speak Up for Black Women. She said, I'm not afraid of criticism and protect black women should not be controversial. And she said, in the weeks leading up to the election, black women are expected once again to deliver victory for Democratic candidates. We have gone from being unable to vote legally to a highly courted voting bloc, all in little more than a century. Despite this, and despite the way so many have embraced messages about racial justice this year, black women are still constantly disrespected and disregarded in so many areas of life. I was recently the victim of an act of violence by a man. After a party, I was shot twice as I walked away from him. We're not in a relationship. Truthfully, I was shocked that I ended up in that place. My initial silence about what happened was out of fear for myself and my friends. Even as a victim, I've been met with skepticism and judgment. The way people have publicly questioned and debated whether I played a role in my own violent assault proves that my fears about discussing what happened were unfortunately warranted. She said, after a lot of self-reflection on that incident, I realized that violence against women is not always connected to being in a relationship. Instead, it happens because too many men treat all women as objects, which helps them to justify inflicting abuse against us when we choose to exercise our own free will. Here's some more of what Megan Thee Stallion had to say.
What does it mean to be a woman of color? She's got to be strong because that's just the expectation. Loving herself, but not too much because then she's conceited. Being his lady in the streets, but his freak in the sheets. Inheriting her grandma's love, but always loving the wrong one. Twerking for her man, but not with her friends. Being constantly told she's too much or not enough.
The most disrespected person is the black woman.
Constantly having to prove she's a victim because society sides with a man. Not being able to express her traumas because she can't show no weakness.
Now, I know I'm focusing on this a lot, but I thought, and for everybody listening, you should read this entire piece for the New York Times that she did. I thought it was very powerful. I related a lot to things that she had to say. Sometimes it's things that I haven't been able to put in words, but I thought it was amazing, the article that she wrote for the New York Times. Here's some more of Megan Thee Stallion talking about how black women are unprotected and mistreated.
It's constantly told that she's too dark, too thin, too thick, too much of a bitch. Being murdered, beaten, abused, then questioned if she evoked all of it. She marches for everyone else, riots for everyone else, dies for everyone else. She loves everyone else, lives for everyone else. But when it comes down to her, it ain't a mother in sight.
The system as a whole has failed her.
You've never been shot. You don't know her pain.
Say her name.
18
women of color.
Murder.
No, she's absolutely right. We definitely have to protect our black women. We have to protect. We have to make sure we defend. And we have to make sure we always have their back. Absolutely, positively.
And sometimes it could be just really subtle things. But I think for her, you never would anticipate that you would get backlash because you got shot.
Yeah, I mean, the thing,
it makes no sense.
The thing with Megan is you know, with that whole situation, nobody talked about what happened. So when you don't speak about what happened, people just decide that they're going to make their own conclusions in their head. So nobody knows. But if she says she was shot twice as she walked away, we have to believe that she was shot twice. She has fragments, and she had to have surgery on her foot. So she was shot. Like, she was hit.
But like she said, she was scared to speak up because exactly what she thought would happen. And I agree with her. You try to defend yourself. You try to tell the truth. People come at you. They think it's a joke. They post memes. You know, that can be really hard on your psyche as well. I'm sure for her, it has been. And exactly what she thought would happen did happen. Then people start questioning you. Well, did you really do that? Well, what really happened? Well, were you the person this? Were you jealous? What really went down? And it's like, dude, I just got violently shot.
Well, that and the fact that Tory said he didn't do it. You know what I mean? So it's two sides and nobody else was in that car. So, of course, people are going to make their own conclusions. You know, because Tory said he didn't do it. She said, you know, she alluded to Tory did do it. So it's like, you know, nobody honestly knows. So, you know, people make their own conclusions.
Well, when this trial starts, I guess we'll hear everything. And
yeah, both sides.
All right. Now, let's talk about some real positive things, too, as well. There's going to be a Georgia elementary school named after Michelle Obama. So, listen, think about how amazing that is. You know what? Sometimes, and I was thinking about this the other day, we go to these schools and they're named after people who were awful human beings. And we don't even know who they are, these schools that people attend.
Correct.
And so when you go to a school that's named after Michelle Obama, think about the feeling that that gives you, that you could be proud of the person that your school is named after.
Absolutely. So, that's dope.
Yeah, that's amazing. And shout out to Killer Mike also. Killer Mike is actually going to be getting... the Billboard, this is the first time they're doing this too. It's a Billboard Changemaker Award. And he's the first recipient of that award. So they just made that announcement yesterday. And they said the award honors the artist or group that speaks truth to power through their music, celebrity, and community. They are socially conscious, politically aware, active in their community, and charitable with time, money, and or influence to improve the lives of others.
Yeah, he definitely deserves that award.
Mike.
He does a lot for the community. And I know people always want to see me and Killer Mike go back and forth with each other about stupid things. But you don't know that me and Killer Mike are friends. And we speak to each other all the time, definitely about real estate and definitely about encouraging our own to learn about real estate and really encourage and help our own get real estate and get funding and help with credit. So we talk a lot. You know, we're in the same drive of helping our community. But Killer Mike definitely 1,000% deserves it.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. And that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne is out. We don't know where Charlamagne is. He was supposed to be here this morning, but I don't know.
I told y'all he wasn't coming. I was like, when did y'all not hear what I heard yesterday when he said he wasn't coming in?
No, he told me he was.
Oh, he lied.
I told him he said he was. I mean, maybe his flight got delayed. We don't know. But so he's not here. So we're opening up the phone lines. If you want to give somebody donkey of the day, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give donkey to, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, that is how they choose.
Call in now, 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kiera.
Hey, Kiera, who you want to give donkey to?
My baby
dad. Oh, boy, what's your baby daddy doing?
he's the epitome of a joke. Not a donkey, just a joke.
Why is he a joke? What did he do to you, mama?
Basically, I've been with him 5 years. We were childhood sweethearts. We got back together, long story short, had a daughter we prayed on. All of a sudden, he left me for some chick with 5 kids. Not one of them are here. He lived 10 minutes away. Ride through, don't stop by, say hey, bye, nothing.
Damn.
Go on live on Facebook, talk about us. Don't do nothing for the kids, nothing. And I just don't get it. Looks like a real donkey to me.
Okay, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Wow. Well, does he have kids with you? You said yes?
Yeah, we have a daughter together. She's almost 5 years old. She loves him, but he rides through the hood with his other stepdaughter. Doesn't even pay her no attention.
Damn it, man. Yeah, he's a donkey. I'm sorry, mama.
That's the hardest part right there, man, the kids.
They're both donkeys.
Well, don't give her the donkey.
Oh, yeah, they're both donkeys.
All right.
Look, I do think when you're in a relationship with somebody and you see they're not taking care of their kids, you should make them step up. I couldn't even be with somebody that didn't handle their business.
Yeah, but he might be telling her, my baby mom wild and she mad this, mad that. You know, you never
okay,
know.
Okay, and then that's when you tell your man, okay, well, then you need to make sure you still see your child some way, somehow. If you got to go to court, give a visitation, get somebody to mediate.
But she don't let me see my daughter. You know how she acts? She don't let me see my daughter. She used my daughter against
and
me.
And you still got to go to court.
You're right. Hello, who's this?
Doria.
Hey, Doria. Who you want to give donkey to this morning?
Gloria.
Oh, Gloria. I'm sorry. Gloria.
Doria.
Doria. Who you want to give donkey to?
To my ex-boyfriend, son.
My ex-boyfriend's son.
Why?
How old
is
he?
Ex-boyfriend's son do?
It's my ex-boyfriend, Kim.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It's your phone. It ain't us. It ain't our ears. It's your phone. But why you want to give donkey to?
I did hear Gloria, though.
I want to give him donkey of the day because I dealt with this man for 4 years and he refused to introduce me to his kids or his family. He's trying to keep me a secret for 4 years.
Whoa. He got something else going on, lady.
Yeah, I've looked into social media because, you know, us women, we're nosy, and he's like living a whole different life when it comes to his kids, his baby mom, and his family.
Absolutely. And I can't believe that for this long you didn't meet them.
At all. I've been trying. I've talked to him. I gave him ultimatums. I got to the point yesterday. I said, you know what? 4 years is over.
Goodness gracious.
Now, Gloria, you might have to give yourself donkey of the day for taking 4 years to end that.
Oh, I'll take that, but he needs it first.
Okay, right. I'm with you.
There's a lot of dudes.
Sometimes we let things drag out. What kind of excuses could he give you for 4 years?
I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Derek from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, who you want to give donkey to, bro?
I want to give my neighbor donkey of the day, man. This very serious situation. She had a boyfriend 2 weeks ago, got in a shootout with the police, and he actually killed a cop because she wanted to break up with her. Anyway, long story short, she's living back in that same apartment this morning with a new man, with the man that she wanted to break up with the other guy for, and I just think that whole situation is pretty trippy.
It sounds very messy. Stay very far messy. Away.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, they stay 3 doors down from it, but we're in the process of moving now. But...
yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay in the house.
All right. Well, that was Donkey of the Day. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne is out today. But when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. Now, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen?
We've been dealing with this for so long.
Now, the reason this comes up is I was looking on Baller Alert. Shout out to Robin from Baller Alert. They had a story where a Karen came up to this neighbor's house and was mad and screaming because they had a Black Lives Matter flag on their lawn. So we're asking...
Everybody's mad. Why does that make people so mad? I still don't even understand it. I also saw on Baller Alert the Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor's wife, Giselle Barreto Fetterman. She was the target of racially motivated verbal assault. She was at the grocery store, and a woman actually lowered her mask to say, you're an N-word.
That is crazy. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What was your craziest encounter with Karen? Have you had one yet?
I've had plenty. I mean, I had people just try to step in front of me in line on numerous occasions. I definitely had somebody call me the N-word before.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently,
I'm trying to think about more recent ones, but I can't think of one that just happened recently.
Yeah, now recently, I go riding on my bike a lot, and sometimes we ride through areas where it's white areas. And, you know, the other day when we were riding through an area, it was an area in Jersey, and some white person screamed, get out of our neighborhood. And, you know, and things like that. And I just tell them to suck my dick from the back, you bastard. That's the only thing. Me riding the bike, I see a lot of it. And I see a lot of Karens, men and women, screaming at me for riding our bikes through, you know, their quote-unquote neighborhoods. But we continue to ride, and we don't give a F. But anyway, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Karens, and we're asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen? Now, this comes from a story I was reading on Baller Alert, where a lady ran up on this other lady's house because she had a Black Lives Matter flag on her lawn. Now, I've had situations, mm-hmm. you know, I ride my bike a lot, and sometimes we ride through all different neighborhoods. And a couple of times, you know, white people have shouted out to me, get out my neighborhood, called us the N-word a couple of times. But I just, you know, call them words back. So we're asking, and now, yeah, you had some situations, right?
Yeah, but it was never anything like when people film, you know, people coming at them and doing, I've never had a situation that, I definitely had people call me the N-word on a few different occasions, but it's never been anything that escalated.
Yeah, no, that never escalates.
That might be because of me, though, because I'm definitely not the escalation type of person. I'll just laugh and be like, all right.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah. We're asking, you know, have you had an encounter with a Karen?
Yes, I did. I was at a Walmart, and this was not, I have a 10-month-old now, but this is when she was like maybe a month old, mm-hmm. and I was getting formula for her, and a lady, a Karen, walked up to me, and she did it smooth. She was like, oh, your baby is cute and everything, and then she went into asking why I was buying formula instead of not breastfeeding. And I just told her, you know, my breast milk didn't come through, and she just went off on me.
Wow.
You need to eat better. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Why is that her business?
Formula.
Yeah, you talk too much to her. I would have cut that conversation a long time, but way before that.
But I said, I was like, you need to mind your business, and I walked away. She kind of followed me to the next aisle, but I just let her know, like, you need to get away from me before you be sad about the outcome of this conversation.
That is crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know why you had that conversation with that. In
I'm sorry that happened to you. But, you know, sometimes you'd be really trying to explain.
Right. See, I could have been sad. Like, I mean, I was sad about not being able to breastfeed, but I could have broke down crying. I could have been through, like, postpartum depression. Like, she don't know the type of person I am, but I just let her know she's a minor business.
All right.
She lucky
you're
not
the
type of person to punch her in her face.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley from St. Augustine.
So, Ashley, we're asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen?
So, while I was at work, one of our patients came up to me, and she was like, hey, what do you guys like to be called? I know it's not n***.
Whoa.
And what did you say?
Oh, my God.
I was just like, Ashley would do. I mean, that would be great. Our name, you know, would be awesome. Thank you.
Wow, Ashley, nice and calm.
That was nice of you. Yeah, that was nice and calm.
That
I don't know if
that
could have
went
that
left.
Calm.
I was just like, listen, I'm not losing my job today. Just, you know, gotta run with it.
Wow. That's crazy.
You know,
what do you do?
Sometimes people try it. Like, they do stuff on purpose.
And what do you do, Ashley?
I think that she wanted to use the word. And I was like, oh, like, well, let me form it in a question and I'll get away with using the word.
So you could have said, well, what is your name, ma'am? Because I know you don't like to be called crack-ass cracker. You should have said that back. I'm turning into Charlamagne. I mean, that just made me so upset. I'm sorry.
You definitely are.
We right, over here on this, when they go low, we go high vibe, right?
No. Yeah, he would be proud.
We vibe high.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with, I was going to say with a cracker. What's the craziest encounter? See, Charlamagne, where are you, man? What's the craziest encounter that you had with a Karen? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen? Hello, who's this?
Yeah, we've been seeing all these Karens on the news.
Yeah, people are going crazy. They're losing their mind. Hello, who's this?
Hey, peace and blessings. How you guys doing today, man?
Sean Stone.
Hang up. All right, what's up, Angela?
Sean Stone, what happened while I was gone? I saw a lot of people going in. What went down?
I don't know what went down. I'm kind of confused. Yeah,
now we talk about it, Sean. We're right. asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen, bro?
So, Angela, you know I'm living in Jersey, right? So I'll be hopping on the parkway. So, you know, on the parkway, you're supposed to go fast or drive up your car. So I blow my horn as soon as I got on the parkway because there was a car in front of me. So for some reason, I try to go around the lady now. She hopped in the middle lane. So I said, all right, let me go to the left lane. Then she hopped in the left lane and stepped on her brake, bro. So then I said, you know what? Let me slow down. I go around her, and I keep some rocks in my car. I just threw the rocks in her window, man, and sped off, man. You know Sean Stone don't mess with nobody.
Wait, now, Sean, I ain't go front,
is that
man.
What they
That's
call you,
doing.
Sean Stone? Now, Sean Stone, you keep rocks in your car just for the purpose of throwing them at people?
Well, not just the purpose of throwing it at people. Just the purpose of throwing at people that's doing road rage on the road. Now, Sean, you can't be acting stupid. Yes, sir.
I want to applaud you because I used to do the same thing. I used to keep pennies or old McDonald cups in my car back in the day. I used to do that all the time. But I grew up. I realized that if I throw something at somebody's car, they could pull out a gun and shoot at me. So I said, you know what? Let me grow up, breathe, and let it go.
That's true. But Envy, she's stepping on her brake. She's trying to harm my life, my brother. We are on the parkway speeding. And she's stepping on her brake.
Let's say you threw a rock, right? It hit her windshield.
And it broke her windshield. Now you're wrong.
And died.
Well, now I see your point. You know what I mean? I don't want nobody to die.
See that? You got to think about that. I thought about that too.
Sean, no stone.
Yeah, she wanted me to die. She was stepping on her brake.
All right, Sean Stone.
Sean Stone, I don't think you should throw rocks out the window at people anymore.
Back in the day, I would do that. Mm-hmm. I would do something stupid like that. But
Sometimes I wish I had something in my car to throw in, and I thank God I didn't.
True. Hello, who's this?
This is Elliot.
Elliot, good morning.
Hey, good morning, DJ Angelique.
Good morning.
We're asking, what's the craziest encounter you had with a Karen?
I kind of had the same encounter you had. I worked for Amazon, and I'm driving through the neighborhood and was called an N-word, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about what you said about how you rode the bike through the neighborhood. And one thing that was on my mind is I wish I could have went back to that neighborhood and bought property there.
Yeah.
And you had the money to do it. So if you find something in that neighborhood, I hope you go pay for it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That happened one time, too. I was looking at this property in a nice area in Jersey. And it was crazy because I had my wife and I think I had Madison with me, my daughter. And I was looking at this property and a neighbor called the police and said that I was vandalizing the property. And I tried to buy that property. Somebody outbid me, but I was going to buy that property and I was just going to rent it out to everybody I know from the hood for free. I was going to charge $1 right. a month for rent just to piss the neighbors off. But I didn't win that property.
But Emma, you live in a nice neighborhood now.
Mm-hmm.
You think
I do.
They don't stop you.
No, they don't.
I got a restaurant called 4th and 1 I'm opening right now because I'm trying to build my wealth. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio, 4th and 1 restaurant.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we
got to check it out.
I live in a nice neighborhood now, but my neighbors are cool. They know who I am. They don't bother me. The police know who I am. Everybody's cool in my neighborhood, but every once in a while, you got to curse somebody out. But that's life, you know? But my neighbors are cool, really cool. No problem.
It sucks that that's life, man. It sucks that life is every now and then, if somebody doesn't know who you are and you're a black person in a nice neighborhood, you might got to curse somebody out.
Yeah, one of my friends who got on my bike, borrowed my bike, he rode his bike to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee. And on the way back, a little white kid was like, called the police 911. It was like, there's this black guy stealing a bike in the neighborhood. And, you know, we had to yell at that little kid and scare him. But other than that, I haven't had
It's crazy because that don't happen to white people. Like, white people never are told, like, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Nobody's ever calling the cops on them because they look like they don't belong.
Speak for yourself. I definitely called a cop on a white kid one time. He rang my doorbell. He looked crazy. I called. I said, it looks like there's a white guy out there. It looks like he's on meth. It looks like he's on crack.
Well, he rang your doorbell. I think that's different.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning. It was 4
right,
in the morning.
Right, I'm saying that's different.
Scared.
That's different. But I'm saying being somewhere, just the act of walking down the street or riding a bike.
No. Mm-mm. All right.
That
doesn't
happen.
No, not at all. Well, we got rumors on the way. Yee, what are we talking about?
Yes, Mariah Carey. Everybody's been talking about her memoirs. Well, now there's some people who don't like it and they're very upset. We'll tell you what they had to say because they feel like being left out of that memoir means that they feel like they never existed.
Wow, what man was that? That must have been an ex. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Allure has a problem with not being mentioned in Mariah Carey's new memoir, The Meaning of Mariah. So she did talk about Crave. That was a boutique record label that her ex-husband, Tommy Mottola, created for her. But she did not mention Allure. She just said that Crave was a short-lived project that ended as her marriage to Tommy Mottola was reaching in its final days. Now, Allure called out Mariah Carey on Instagram. They said, for years, we've always taken the high road when it came to our career, dealt with people having their own opinions about what went down with us and Mariah, hearing rumors that one of us assaulted her, people saying we were bitter. At the end of the day, we have and always will feel strongly about principle. You had a label and we were your first act. We remember people always saying you guys were like the wallpaper at Crave, shared moments and trusted you with our lives. lives while also spending time with you and you sharing with us. Never did we ever compromise that. We've always stayed quiet and been nice about everything, although we didn't receive the same back. One thing that's sickening is being treated as if we never existed.
You know what's so crazy? I didn't know Allure was signed to Mariah Carey. I thought they were Trackmasters group. And I'm thinking about it now.
They had a song.
What was the song?
The song with Nas. Remember, he'd be like, Allure, when your album dropping?
That's the only record I ever remember from Allure. I honestly thought that they were signed to Trackmasters. I had no idea Mariah Carey had anything to do with Allure. Maybe that's the reason why Allure was so pissed off.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, they say. And then, but let's be fair, like in a memoir, there's a lot of things I'm sure Mariah could have talked about that she didn't. And a lot of people, they get left out. So it's hard because she's had an eventful life. So
the crazy thing is I would have played Allure in the mix this morning, but I don't even have an Allure record in my Serato.
I mean, you're taking it too far now. Leave them alone.
I do have Head Over Heels. Yeah, I do have Head Over Heels.
Yeah, that's the song, Head Over Heels.
Yeah.
All right, now Black Youngster was arrested. We told you this. So the reason he was arrested was on weapons charges, and he has since been released on bond. So he was found, according to police, with a handgun between his legs. He was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, and he was later released on $5,000 bond.
Okay.
Black Youngster, that's a wild boy right there.
He definitely is.
He's a good time. All right. Now, Selena, the series is going to debut in December on Netflix. Are y'all excited for that? It's coming out December 4th, and here is the teaser trailer.
Do you trust your father?
Yes.
If you keep practicing, pretty soon, it's all going to pay off. Just watch.
When I see you on that stage, I still see the 6-year-old girl singing in our backyard.
So this is all going to chart Selena's rise from her beginnings in Texas, very humble beginnings, to becoming a superstar. Remember, she was only 23 years old when she was shot and killed.
Yeah, you know, the crazy part is, I know people joke and say I'm Latino, but I really don't know much about Selena. I really honestly don't. So I'm excited about this, the movie, because I really know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I'm sure Dramas knows. Right. I'm sure Dramas will fill me in about Selena.
Hell yeah, I'm excited about this one.
Oh, where did you
learn, you
bro?
Know,
you just talked to me. You just referenced me.
you just drew him into the conversation.
Exactly.
All right. And Toni Braxton has a problem with Tamar Braxton's ex, David Adefeso. Now, Toni Braxton, and you know you never see Toni Braxton just really comment on anything, but she posted on Instagram, David, you weasel, you ferret. You are beyond contempt. Once again, do not include my children in your shenanigans. Please leave my family alone. I have no idea what David did, but I'm sure we're going to find out. And here's what Tawanda Braxton had to say.
Tony is okay. She's just really pissed off at David, as we all are. We don't appreciate the way that he's handling the situation. It's even deeper than you guys can even imagine. And, you know, like she said, you don't involve the children, and David went over the line when it comes to that.
Somebody said, drop David's address, please.
I can't do that. But I would say, in my words, is that I believe that he's a loser boy.
You know what? If anything, this might have actually brought the Braxton family closer together.
And a lot of times that's what usually happens when there's an outsider trying to hurt your family. That's when the family gets stronger and they get tighter and they will whip you and jump your ass. And Tony
that's
did right,
because
right.
We could beef with each other, but let somebody from the outside come in and try to beef with us, then it's on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, happy birthday to Ashanti. Today, Ashanti turns the big 4-0. She's 40 today.
Yes, Ashanti still looking amazing.
So we're going to get some joints on in the mix. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple and smart. The place is ZipRecruiter, where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I don't know what happened with Charlamagne today. I know he's supposed to be back
this morning.
I told
y'all all along he wasn't coming in today. I don't know why no one listens to me. He was yesterday. He said he's not coming.
No, he didn't say that.
I heard him say it.
Nah, because he I know he had a flight that landed, supposed to land, I think, at 5 a.m., and he was supposed to come to the station, but I guess the flight was delayed, and that was the reason why he didn't make it in.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, but he'll be back tomorrow.
Bad weather.
Yeah, Revolt will be back tomorrow as well. And when we come back, we got the positive note. And let me shout out to everybody. You know, I do these seminars, but because of COVID, we're not doing them. Although a bunch of arenas are inviting me, like, come on down. I just don't want to bring a whole bunch of people
to a
room.
Come on down.
Nah, I just think it's not safe as yet. Maybe when the vaccine comes, mm-hmm. we'll do it. So we're doing a webinar online. And during the webinar, we're going to break down a one-family house. So we bought a one-family house. We're going to do everything from demo to repair to electric to plumbing to roofing to windows. And we're going to show people how we do it and how to save money and, you know, how to cut corners where you could to just, you know, make sure the profit is extra big. So for more information, click the link in my bio. We break down a one-family house. So you get to see how we do it from start to flip. All
this
right.
is how we do it.
That's right.
You know, me doing a brownstone here in Brooklyn, and you know that's quite a process, and it's in a landmark. So if anybody's in Brooklyn and cares about that, maybe I'll document some of that for you guys as well. Because
I think
it's
like
really interesting. There's a lot of things that you try to restore in these brownstones, a lot of original details. But with the landmark, you have to get permits for everything, and then the landmark has to approve it. So it's quite a long and tedious process, and I don't know when it's going to be done.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Yee, you got a positive note?
I sure do. And I want to represent Brooklyn in my positive note. And the late and great Shirley Chisholm, you know, she was the first African-American woman elected to the United States Congress. And she was the first woman to run for the presidential nomination for the Democrats. And she said, you don't make progress by standing on the sidelines, whimpering and complaining. You make progress by implementing ideas.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.